Okay, everybody, here we go. It's me, Gregory Manorino, Friday, July 26, 2024. Pre-market report, and I can promise you this one's going to be lovely. It really is. I can already feel my blood starting to boil. Let's start off with... I'm laughing. I should not be laughing. I should not be laughing on the fact that inflation continues to rise, although we've been told quite the opposite. It's easing. It's getting better. Oh, it's beautiful and lovely. So this morning we got the Federal Reserve's favorite inflation gauge, PCE, personal consumption expenditures. Now, according to the Federal Reserve's favorite gauge, inflation continues to rise. In fact, it's gone up 2.5%. Year over year, from June a year ago. Okay. Does this surprise you? No, of course it doesn't. The propaganda, the lies, the deceptions. Oh, how great everything is. We're all rich. People are spending more. What did we find out yesterday? Consumer spending, which is supposed to be an economic indicator as to the strength of the consumer. Makes sense to you, right? Well, yesterday, again, everywhere, CNBC, Bloomberg, Fox Business, people are spending. They're spending more. That means the consumer is really, really strong. No, what it means is we have no choice but to pay more, to spend more, because inflation continues to rise. People, in your wildest dreams, you could make up this kind of scenario here. I don't care who you were. Even if you were the greatest science fiction writer in the history of the world, you couldn't make this stuff up. How about this? This is Market Watch from this morning. Look at this interesting picture that they're using, a clown. This is a clown show. This is a freak show. And I wrote a whole paper on this recently, how the market is a levitation act. It's a magic trick being floated on oceans of debt, higher inflation, and everything else you can imagine to maintain the illusion of the market. You understand? So let's see. Market bubbles expand longer than many expect. Duh. This is the biggest stock market bubble the world has ever seen, dreamt about, or even had a nightmare over. Again, there's no connection, people, at all. You know this. We've been talking about it for 1,000 years here. The faster that this clown show, okay, right there, Market Watch is telling you. See Market Watch and their clown here? It's a clown show where nothing makes sense anymore. What are they saying here? Oh, but valuations will matter. Valuations matter? Nothing matters. It's just about easy money. And this is the MMRI from this morning. Look at this trend, people. Just as you and I have been calling for, I don't know how freaking long, this is the Fed. They're buying debt. You're watching the 10-year yield this morning come down? It's not a magic trick. The Fed's buying the debt. It's suppressing rates. This is the dollar weakening. This is, again, the Fed buying debt, and they're not going to stop. They're going to continue to maintain the levitation act circus show, okay, of the market, which is, again, look, so many people write to me, oh, Greg, you don't know what you're talking about because the market is a bubble, and you're telling people to buy the market. I've been telling people to buy this market for years. Years, years and years. It's been a bubble for years and years and years. Look, we're just taking advantage of the obvious. You think this is going to stop anytime soon? Oh, absolutely. We have now entered that time, that seasonal time of the market where you can expect volatility, and we called it to the day. To the day. Okay, Tuesday of this week, I said, watch for volatility. What happened? The next day, the Dow fell like, what, 500 points here? No surprise. This is what we're going to see. Pretty substantial moves up and down from all the way through till the end of the month. But we see, you and I, we're way smarter than everybody else pretty much here because we're using this tool, the greatest tool ever to gauge risk. We know the Fed's buying the debt. That's all what we're looking. This graph here is just telling us what we already know, that the Fed's buying it all, the weaker dollar moving forward here. And again, this is not going to change. No matter who, they stick behind the Resolute desk. You know, I'm going to say something real quick here. There's a couple of people out here with big names, Gerald Celente being one of them. The guy, to me, cares about you. Honestly, he does. And his perspective is that Trump will not be selected. And it will be Harris instead. I don't see it that way at all. I still do not see it that way. I spoke to Gerald about this. We have conversed about this. He makes a good case for it. But I still say the market's pricing in a Trump selection. Look, for me, I've told you this 1,000 gazillion times here. They could put this key behind the Resolute desk. You see this little key hanging here? This is my keys to my Dodge Challenger 1320. They could put a key behind the Resolute desk and it won't matter. Presidents, kings, queens, monarchs, dictators, they don't run the show. The show is run by central banks. They're going to use every mechanism against you to pull cash into the now. You know, speaking about that, I wasn't going to mention this, but let's do it anyway. Harris here. Harris. She had a little sit-down with this thing over there, and she will not be silent on Palestinian suffering. Let me ask you, does she want us to forget that she and Bidenstein creature, weren't they the ones that signed the $95 billion weapons package into existence? Yeah, cash that we don't have to support wars, expanding wars around the world. Aren't they the ones have sent thousands of 2,000-pound bombs to Israel since October 7th? Oh, yes, it was them, wasn't it? Oh, so this is, you see, look, this is a deception. Imagine war, the buildup to war. All of this is a mechanism to pull cash into the now that we don't have. And the Fed is more than willing to lend. So again, this is just a joke. And she thinks we're too stupid. It thinks it's another creature that's subhuman to realize. We don't forget these things. The hundreds of the billions of dollars that have been utilized for war. Where's the cash for peace? I don't see any of it anywhere. Because there's no money in peace. You know that. There's more money in death than in peace. So what do you think they're going to spend more cash on? Duh. Makes sense to you people? All right, look. Kind of that's where we're at today. And it's no surprise. Now, let me just say this too. Look, with regard to this market pricing and a Trump selection here, I'm basing this off of action in the debt market. You know that. I believe the debt market... Well, first of all, it is, and it cannot be denied, that this is the driver of it all. Debt is the driver of it all. The mechanism here is just so twisted. And the madness behind money, cash creation out of nothing, meant solely to make the 1 in 2% is... our overlords. You understand? That's what this is really all about. Again, trickle-down economics, people. If there is one of you out here that believes that trickle-down economics is good for the middle class here, then again, you have no clue at all. I don't care if you went to the Harvard School of Economics or Yale, whatever it might be. I don't care. You know it don't work. Okay, it doesn't work, but that's what we're being sold here. Not just by Biden Harris, but Trump as well, and his cohort, Damien Thorne. It don't work. But you're going to be sold that lie too. Let's make the rich richer. Let's cut corporate taxes. Let's make them pay 15% because they're not profitable enough. They're making trillions. It ain't enough. Let's make them even richer and more powerful, and you're going to benefit from it. You know you are because they're telling you it happened, man. You're being wiped out. It's an extermination around the world. And the saddest part of this is people are lining up, marching right into the slaughter. You understand? And they're putting their faith in the wrong place. People, we've seen this since time immemorial. Do you realize... I could go on and on about this. If you look at every single society since the beginning of time, when they put their faith in the wrong place and they're led by an individual, some of them who have proclaimed to either be God or whatever it might be, it's led to the wipeout of their entire civilization. Maybe I should tell you something here. In the United States, we're following along that same pathway, unfortunately. And if people have to decide for themselves whether they want to disappear into obscurity. Let me tell you something, if you don't realize this already. America, this is not America anymore. This is not the United States of America. This has been turned into some type of a corporate entity, which is, again, designed to empower the rich and the super rich at the expense of everybody else here. And we've seen this before. Go back as far as you want to go. And it leads to an absolute collapse of the system here. But people suffer on an incredible scale. It's shocking. It really, really is. People, I could just go on and on. I'm not going to go on anymore. Anyway, look, with regard to this market, nobody has been more on top of it than you and I. And I'm telling you right here and right now, regardless of what some people are saying out here, I do not see this. And it's not because I am some kind of extraordinary Trump supporter here. I don't think it matters. I think they could put a farm animal behind the Resolute Desk, my Evel Knievel doll, which I've shown you recently. Whatever they want, they could put behind the Resolute. They could put this guy here in this clown suit, which they're going to, whoever sits behind the Resolute Desk is going to be a clown anyway, one shape or the other. I don't care who they put there. They're not for you. They're not for you at all. You may think they are, and they have maybe gone out of their way to convince you of that. Ain't true. Okay? It's not them who run it all. It's the Fed who runs the economy, the markets, the financial system, the monetary system. So, duh. You tell me. Is it really run by presidents here in the United States? Anywhere? The joke is on you, and Market Watch is telling you that. You see that? Anyway, people, look. What does it mean for you and I? Well, our solution is very simple. We're going to flip the tables on all of them, okay? We're going to continue to weaponize this system. We're going to buy this market on every dip that comes along, as long as this trend with the MMRI continues. Where is the MMRI, you may ask, for the new people here? There is a link in the description of this video. Every day, you should be looking at this. Look how simple I've made this for you. It's color-coded. You got a nice little number, and you got a graph. You got a longer-term graph and a shorter-term graph. You see, it couldn't be. Look, and it's free. The best things in life are free. That's one of them for you, people. So anyway, look, basically, we've been lied to yet again. Really? You mean the mainstream media are lying? There's no accountability. No one is going to be held to account here. Not Fed presidents, not the Fed chair, no one running for president. Not Kaka Kamala with her lie here. She wants to propagate war. She wants more suffering and more death. You think that's not true? She doesn't work for you. Again, the office of vice president is the most impotent freaking office that can be held for so-called public service. They do nothing. Anyway, it doesn't matter anyway. People, like, we got this down, and we got each other's backs as always. So that's it, people. Look, hope you got something out of this video. Let me know if you did. Although, again, you knew this. No surprise. Everything around us is a clown show. And there's the proof. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Anyway, that's it, people. Look, this guy here loves you, laugh from the heart with all I got. I will see you later, 4 or 5 p.m. Eastern for my live stream, and I hope to see you there, okay? That's all.